This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back. I'm Eric Stewart, the host. We told a story in the first half of today's show about a buyer who committed fraud and how they lost their earnest money deposit. If you missed it, go back and listen to that. Hey, for all my downsizers who are joining us, for all my downsizers, I want to encourage you to get our free guide called The Right Sizing Guide. This is free. You can have a free copy mailed to you, or you can download a copy. Just go to ericstewartgroup.com to request it. For those rare birds out there who are still not on the internet, or maybe you're driving down the road and want to get a copy and just have, you know, you're able to just write while you're driving. It's a great talent. Write down this cell phone, this telephone number rather, and call it and leave a message and we'll mail a copy to you. It's 800-990-1004. 800-990-1004. You know, this is that time of day, by the way. I love going down to Washington, D.C. at this time of day and just parking downtown and just walking around. It's a pretty time of day. It can be a little warm, but it's a real pretty time of day. It's not too crowded, not a whole lot going on. And, you know, you can just do a walk around the World War II Memorial at this time of day. And here it is, July the 5th, and we've all celebrated the 4th of July, and we couldn't have our fireworks this past weekend. It was a great sadness. I love the fireworks. I've been going down to the fireworks since I was a kid when my dad was the chief of staff at Columbia Hospital for Women in D.C. We would go down, drive off, park off of K Street, and walk down to the mall and set up our little picnic on the massive mall with all the, you know, the tens of thousands of other people. So, you know, I want to say it has really upset me the way that that protesters have decided that they have the right to go remove monuments, that they have the right to just decide for the rest of us what they can do with monuments. I got to say, that really ticks me off. Because I live in America, too, and I have the right to decide just like they have the right to decide. And I don't think that's fair, and I don't like it. Just wanted to give you my opinion on that. I personally am of the opinion that this is the land of the free and the brave. This is the land where we have the right to say what we want to say. If you don't want to agree with me, that's fine. But you don't shut down my voice any more than I have the right to shut down your voice. So don't shut my voice down. Don't give me a muzzle the way you don't want to be muzzled, right? Let's have the freedom for all, not just for those who feel like their right to have a word is bigger and better than the rest of us. There are a lot of men and women who fought hard for our country, who had arguably terrible parts of their histories. We all sin. You know, that word sin is a great word because it means without. It means outside of. Literally, that is the word in the Latin. Sincere means without wax. You know, we all struggle. We all are prejudiced in our own ways. We all struggle. And for us to judge other people as being less or better is for us to throw rocks at glass houses. Folks, you cannot do that. And we cannot throw everything about our culture out because somebody said something at some time that made you upset and you decide, well, everything in their whole life was wrong. Honestly, that is the worst behavior. That is the worst behavior. For us to stand in judgment, the book of James talks about this. It says, you know, there's only one lawgiver and judge, the one who can steal and destroy. It's not for you. It's not for me. So let's get off of our high horses. And let's stop tearing down the monuments that have been built to those who have served our country and served it well in spite of their weaknesses. Because God knows I have my weaknesses just like you do. And my life is not just about my weaknesses. My life is about the good things that God has given me. It's about the positive things that I do in my life. It is the entirety of a man's life. It is not just pieces of it. So, you're a home seller, and you're trying to sell your property. And I'm going to segue now into real estate, though I'm tempted to continue with that vein because it has upset me. On the one hand, and I will actually say something further, I think it's important we do enter into other people's pain. And you heard me a few weeks ago share about this, the importance that we are sensitive and build bridges with those who feel like they have been victims. And I think that that is an important part of our behavior, that we do that. So let's be conscious of that, but let us not muzzle each other's right to free speech. And let us, on the other hand, restrain ourselves in how we use our free speech, that we are not destructive of other people's property or our national property, for that matter. Okay? A seller hired me to sell their property, and not long after we signed the listing agreement, this is a home out in Great Falls, in Great Falls, Virginia. And not long after I listed the property, I got a call from the seller, and they're kind of hesitating. They're not quite sure if they want to sell right now or not. And they were on the market with another broker. And I want to say that it's one of these things where it's as a real estate agent, I don't want to sell somebody's home if they don't want to sell it. But I noticed online that the previous broker that had the listing, who still does not have a listing agreement, has kept that property active and for sale in the computer. And I'm not even sure that the home seller realizes it. And it upset me that the broker was not adhering to the contract that they have with the client and only keeping it active for the duration of the listing. It's so important fiduciarily that we as real estate agents represent our client's best interest and that we adhere to the contract between us and the seller. If you are a real estate agent listening and you have a listing that you are trying to sell and the listing expires, take the listing out of the computer. Do not lead other agents into believing you have a listing when you don't have it, is my point. Hey, well, let's take a shift here. I want to chat with you about a home that we put on the market for $768,000 in Potomac, Maryland, and we were able to get $20,000 more than that in a multiple contract scenario. We are in a market that is accelerating currently. Okay, this is a market that is not diminishing, it's accelerating, and it is the 5th of July. Normally, the market has already petered out at the end of middle of May, and then through June, it drifts its way down. And then, as we say in the real estate business, that when the fireworks go up, the sales come down. But contrary to that, COVID put a lid on top of the market for 2 to 3 months, and that lid came off about 5 weeks ago, and we are in the middle of a hot spring market in the hot time of the summer. So if you're thinking of selling and you want to sell and get top dollar for your house and you want to have the best quality of service and get those multiple contracts and get your home sold fast and for top dollar, then give us a call at the Eric Stewart Group. And we'll either myself or one of my team members will come out and meet with you and tell you, here's what we do. Our toll-free number is 800-900-9104. And our website is ericstewartgroup.com. That's E-R-I-C-S-T-E-W-A-R-T group.com. And well, guess what? It's that time for Stuart Rosenthal. Time for the Beacon Bits. How you doing, Stuart?
Doing well, Eric. How are you?
Good, good. You've got a story on technology that sounds pretty interesting. Share that with us today.
Sure. Everybody today is trying to stay in touch with people using technology, but not everybody is really that good at it. So we have an article about various easy ways, especially for older adults who are not familiar with it, to engage in these kinds of video calls. There's something called the Grand Pad. It comes out of the box, ready to use. It's already connected to the cellular service through consumer cellular. It comes with a stylus, and you can make and receive video calls and send voice emails and look at photos and listen to music and play games and all kinds of things, access the internet. It's all in one kind of pad, ready to go. There's something called Amazon's Echo Show. And we all know that Amazon has these virtual assistants with Alexa. This is one where it actually also comes with a little computer with a screen and a camera so that you can have video calls and communicate that way as well, which is sort of nice. And there's something called the View Clicks, which is sort of a one-way thing for people who just want to send things to their parents and not get them coming back. So for whatever it's worth, those are some of the options we talked about.
Thank you, Stuart. Great insight. As always, the Beacon Bits. Pick up your free copy around the Metroplex. Well, that's a wrap for the Eric Stewart Show. Join me next week, Sunday, 8 o'clock. Go to ericstewartgroup.com for more information on us. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper is meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge for more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication, and to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about the Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766, or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.